Good work.
I'm like, Paul, this is on your own website.
All right, I will go ahead and call us to order in our budget work sessions for Veterans Affairs. Welcome to you all. Thank you. Thank you so much for the budget you put together. Outstanding place for us to start. I told Paul before we came, he was walking by my office, I said, I'm just really impressed with the budget that VA has put together and submitted here. So thank you guys for that. With that, the way we like to go through this is we'll start with revenues, see if there's any questions from us there and anything you guys would like to walk through with us, and then we'll move on to expenses. And then as we go through this, just would always like you to keep us updated on everything you got going on in Veterans Affairs.
All right.
So just, with
page, donations. What type of outreach do you use to try to increase that dollar amount?
If you're talking about 8100 days 21 there?
Yeah,
on that
the $100.
Well, basically what had happened, Jan Halliburton went out to a group a few years ago and spoke, and they donated some money to her for speaking at American Legion, so that was created. If I have a veteran, so that's happened one time, or if I have a veteran, a family that may call up and want to donate some money to go towards veterans, we can use this line item for that as well. But so, there's nothing in place for actually going out and asking for donations.
So in your flyers and mailers that go out and your other communication, is there ever thought of maybe having a little point there, any are welcome to, you know, donate to such and such, and they can designate for what its purpose.
Sure, yeah. Well, then we did that. We also used this when we had the fundraiser, too.
Right.
For the, we for did the golf outing.
The golf outing.
A couple
outing.
Years ago. Yeah, we used it there, too. Yeah.
Good. Okay, good. I was just kind of
curious.
The Community Foundation grant, obviously got that this year.
Yes.
That's a one-time deal?
Correct. And that was a one-time
donation or private grant. It was through Tyson's and
Dubuque.
Yeah, there was two agencies.
Well, there were two agencies, but they were private foundation grants. They were not any sort of ongoing, as far as I can tell.
And I thank the board for their support on that, because they really did need a governmental entity in order for them to receive these grants. And those two furnaces and two air conditioners have been installed and they're working. And actually, the last of it was, I think there's 2,000 left, and that's already being processed, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. I was glad you didn't have to return that, so that was nice.
Otherwise,
I have no other question.
And then on the allocation one, the 10,000, that's on there. And of course, I have no indications that we're not going to get that money, and I don't have any indications that we are going to get that money. It's $1 million. Is what has to be appropriated, you know, for all the counties, all 99 counties.
I think it's fair to safe to say that based on the financial stability of the state, that that's probably not an area they want to cut right now.
I don't think that they would cut there. And 10,000 per county is really what the state is stepping up to the plate for our veterans. In those areas. And a lot of counties, that's the difference whether they have an office or don't have an office.
What communication are you expected to get? What kind of feedback? Are you expected to give some type of report to as to how those funds are being utilized in the county?
Yes. Annually, report is due. Lisa and I work together on it.
July 31st, I think, if I'm not mistaken. By July 31st or August 1st. Oh,
that's
August,
great.
That's due.
You have to prove that you used it toward the office.
Office, right.
Not toward benefits to veterans.
That's right.
Yeah.
I kind of remember you mentioning
this. Yeah, we can't use it for any living veterans, and we can't use it for any deceased veterans.
You can only use it to offset costs.
Anything outside of that, we can use it for training.
Huh?
We can use it for office equipment or anything like that. Yeah.
Good. Okay. Great.
So we would like it to be changed where we could use it towards veterans, but that's basically, that's the county's responsibility for those areas.
Okay. Now my question, Mr. Chair, really comes under the expense and more for clarification and whether under expenditures and office supplies and looking at where he's at right now and looking at what the re-estimated budget is, I'm assuming that some adjustment might have to be made since this is already over where you want to be, and we've got still several months in the calendar year to go, unless you're not planning on...
I had that down to talk to the board. I probably would like to increase that number from what I'd put down the 1st of December to 2,000 in there, because I think it's budgeted right now at 1520. And we're well over that. I can't see.
Budgeted at 1600.
1600, according to.
Spent 1942 so far, which tells me we need to reestimate our reestimations for this year.
Right.
What do you have left for office supplies this year? Are you pretty well stocked now?
A lot of it is front loaded for the fiscal year of what we pay for. And a lot of it is. We're experiencing change here because this is the first fiscal year that we've had an office just for VA, and I don't know how many things that I actually just got from community services, from their supply locker,
right,
that kind of thing.
Right.
So, I would just say that's just kind of a change for us
mm-hmm.
with having an office.
But what appears reasonable there to reestimate, Lisa,
Would do it, so.
Yep. Let's reestimate 2,000 and let's plug 2,000 in for 13. So we're going the wrong way, Brad. I just want to point that out before we get started.
Okay.
I know.
We're heading.
Go right below that for me and tell me uniforms and equipment. I love the shirts you guys wear. I assume that's what's coming out of this line item.
A lot of it is. All the commissioners have shirts now, and I don't plan on buying any shirts for any of the staff, commissioners or staff. It's a lot of it will be coming out for our maintenance agreement for our copy or just our monthly fees on that, which figures up around around $45 a month is what we pay there. So
okay.
That's mainly what that's in there for is the equipment. Another change that I have on down the line there, which is a good one, Rick, is it's gonna reduce the, and I would say in postage and mailing,
mm-hmm.
we're only at 20% for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we didn't know how that was gonna pan out because I was just using community services stamps. We're doing a lot of things via fax that we don't have to mail.
Right.
And so I would. Reduce that one there by $100.
Oh, good. Now you're starting to talk.
See? So
I'm going to go from 300 to 200.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yep.
Now we're back to level.
I think that'll work.
All right.
And so how about the re-estimation also? Or leave it at the same?
What are you going to spend this year? Can we reduce that re-estimation down to 200?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Was it 200? All right.
Just talk about your mileage expenses, the very next line, and notice that you're at 62%.
62.
And you still have some other conferences and things, and some of the commissioners do travel to that. Or is that going to be enough to carry you there? Or when you reach your max, you're just going to tell a few of the commissioners they have to stay home?
Yeah, that's another one we may want to just bump up.
You just don't go.
And paying the mileage for
you just
guys.
Don't go.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be only pay that twice a year.
Yeah, the next time we'll pay the commission is in June.
Oh, okay.
And we could also, you know, we try to use the county cars or community services
great.
As much as
great.
Possible for Luke and I.
The education and training. Mileage comes out of education and training.
Training. All right. Good.
All right. Let's leave it.
I just wanted to give you a chance to see just whether you were going to cooperate with us or try to get more money.
You were selecting all the same ones I have selected over here. So.
Okay. Right, and Lisa, actually, Mr. Chair, the only other one, just a little update again on education and training. I think we touched on it just a little bit. He's already over there, so is
that
part of that was Luke's certification?
Correct. We had an opportunity in October to get him. The state of Minnesota had their own national school, and so threw him in a county car, and he went up there for a week, and registration, instead of it being $300, is only $100, so we saved there, and we saved on a plane ticket, because normally it's a plane ticket to go to these, so that's why we're a little bit over this year, because I went in June and he went in October, and we have a spring school yet to go that we'll just drive back and forth to Des Moines, and that's real reasonable. But I guess with the cost of education, our budget this year was $2,400, so I put $2,600 in there for next year just to kind of help cover this education for us.
Okay.
How often do you have to be recertified?
Annually.
Annually. They don't trust those veterans.
Yeah, annually. So we're kind of ahead of the curve. I mean, we're only required to have one nationally accredited service officer, and we have two. So
the only other one I circle was rent payment, but I assume that is to assist veterans that have certain needs.
Yeah, we're a little, like this morning with my report, we're a little bit high quarterly. I mean, we're running at 54% right now. We've had 10,500 in there for a few years now. I think 5,750 is what we've used for the first half of the year.
Yeah,
if I was to double that, it'd be about 11,500.
Let's just stick with 10,500 there.
We'll leave it there, and we
know we're
going
to do what we need to do.
Right.
Yeah.
The other one I have that is in the category we're going to do what we need to do is funeral services.
Right.
Now that is $1,700 per burial, is that right?
Yeah, $1,735 for a burial or cremation, and if it's $1,435 if they're going to be buried at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. We don't have to pay for opening and closing down there, so it's $300 for opening and closing. But at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery, we don't have to pay for that. And the funeral homes are working with us real well. They'll transport down to the Iowa Veterans Cemetery at no cost.
Yeah. And for me, again, knowing that that's a line item that we're going to do what we need to do, I'm suggesting that we just budget an even $5,000 there, and we know we're going to be wherever it is we're going to be.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and currently, so far this fiscal year, we've had two funerals, and just so happened their bills for some reason was $1,700 is what they charged us, so put that at five. One area that it might be of concern is 75% is on utilities, and we might want to adjust that up. Spent $904 so far this year,
which is under
right under
rent payments,
utility payments. So veterans that are in need of assistance
for their utilities, and all we pay is current. We don't pay any past due.
Yep.
So they have to be current, so that we get them to zero with one check. We get them to zero, and we're not, you know, if we pay past due, then we're just never going to catch. They're just going to be in the same boat every month. So that's been a little high this year at 75%, you know, halfway through.
How often can they apply?
It's the same thing as rent, where we can do 3 months in a calendar year. Yeah.
I'd suggest, and I get that we're ahead, I'd suggest we leave that at the $1,400 for now and just keep a close eye on it. Because I know that's been something that year in and year out has gone up and down. Let's see what 2013, at least the first six months, hold for us.
Yeah.
That's all I have. Right. I mean, like I say, this is, you guys should be commended for what
I
you put together.
Go back to the IT request, and let's have a little discussion. We talked to the IT folks. You had a request for a projector, laptop monitor, and projector. Roughly $2,000. My question mostly is around the projector more than anything. And actually, the monitor currently right now, you have a computer for both offices, for both you and Luke.
Yeah. We have a regular desktop computer in one office, and then we have a laptop in my office with a docking station and one monitor. And so that's something that we can pull out. I can pull that laptop out, and I can take it to maybe, say, the supermarket and set that up out there with another monitor and show the Iowa Veterans Home or something, you know, a CD.
And that's basically part of where the philosophy basically is, that if you've got one and you can use it for that particular purpose, you know, I thought the request here probably looked like you wanted a second one.
Well, I don't know on the projector, because we have a projector that we could use, so I wouldn't say we wouldn't need a projector.
And do you need a new laptop?
I think what it was just another monitor that one of the folks in IT had suggested, where you could have, so you could run two monitors at the same time, where you could have things open just to make things more efficient and you know, day-to-day working.
Are you using that, though, for that you would have that much of a need for to have both monitors being?
Well, I use that monitor every day. This would just allow you to have two things open at the same time working.
So, but your laptop's in good shape. The laptop you have now is in good shape.
My laptop's in good shape. I'm not sure how old it is. I'm not sure.
No, but if it's doing what you need it to do.
Yep.
And Brett, what I'm going to ask is that for this year, while we try to get back on in sequence in what we're doing with some of our computer replacement. We've taken 2 years, and we haven't replaced computers as we looked at going to virtual desktops. Well, now we've determined that we're not going to be able to virtualize the whole county, so we're going to get back on track in replacing some of these computers. I'd ask that you hold off on the second monitor idea while we start to get some of those replaced, and we'll see if we have a second monitor that comes available that we can do. I hate the thought of going to buy a new monitor to go to have somebody have two monitors. Makes sense to me well, first of all, it makes sense in a couple places. It makes sense to me down in the treasurer's office where they need to go back and forth screens as their assistant clients. I don't see that as much as being a need for you. I think it'd be nice to have, but I'd like to do that with a monitor that's coming out of somewhere else.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Unless you have big heartburn with that, that's the way I'd like to suggest we go.
Sounds good.
So currently there is a projector available to you, and if you needed a secondary one, if you knew ahead of time, like if you're going to have the supermarket or some of those things, we could check one out.
Yeah.
And if it's here, several of us drive to Ames all the time, so it's not an issue of us being able to drop it off. I would only charge you the federal rate for mileage, and then
I don't recall putting a projector on there, just a second monitor.
Yeah. Well, you said you already have a projector, right?
I already have a projector.
Yeah. Yeah. It's listed on our
screen. And I have a screen, and we hook those two things up.
Yeah,
so
great. Good.
I'm not sure about that one, but yeah.
Wayne, Paul, any other issues we need to discuss?
No.
Anything else that you guys would like to share with us? Okay. Where'd we end up?
I got to go all the way back to the back now?
Seems like we pulled out $205.
$5 got pulled out, so it's $168,450.
Yeah. $168,450.
$168,450. And incorporated.
That's
in
the bottom line.
Hopeful pay raises. So, FYI, that's in there, but we don't know what the amount's going to be. I just put numbers in to help.
And this reflects 2%.
But flex 2%, and there wasn't anybody that needed to be adjusted in this department, right? Okay.
Well, let's see anything. Okay. Lucy?
I just want to talk to you.
Okay. Okay.
Is there a need, Lucy, to have a representative at our township trustees at all? I don't know if he's ever been there.
I'm working on the agenda right now. Uh-huh. My idea is to bring in all elected officials and department heads for Q&A at the end. That would probably be about 10:30. That's Wednesday, February 13th.
February
18th?
13th. Yeah. Sure. I think I was at the last one, and it seemed like there was a lot of veterans
right.
In the room.
For you.
Yeah, you bet. They're here. Let me talk to them.
All right.
Okay.
With that, I'll call us adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.